I'm Michael Augustus. I'm a licensed funeral director and embalmer in the state of Texas. Today, my topic is going to be about politics. And usually, I don't get involved in politics at all. I really don't. But I was looking and thinking and pondering over a lot of things here, such as the January 6th insurrection. And recently, I boarded a plane from Texas to Washington, D.C. And a few days later, I said, I want to visit the Capitol. I drove to the Capitol and sat on the front steps, and I had someone to take a picture of me in front of the Capitol. And I'm thinking, while I was sitting there, wow, on January 6th, thousands of people gathered of where I'm sitting at this moment. History. They stormed the Capitol. The insurrectionists, they stormed the Capitol. And you don't need for me to replay it or repeat it in your head. You know what happened. The world saw it. And I was just baffled. I was thrown. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, wow, this is not happening. This can't be happening here in the United States of America. This is not a third world country we're living in. This is the United States. I'm thinking, what? Wait a minute. So I look behind me and I say, wow, that's where the insurrectionists actually stormed this place on January the 6th. And I'm looking, and it just mentally took me back for what I saw on television and me actually being there, sitting on the steps of the United States Capitol. Can you imagine, though, if African Americans did that on that day? If black people and other minorities did that, that it stormed the Capitol on January the 6th, can you imagine what a bloodbath that would have been? And speaking of bloodbaths, Donald Trump said that if he's not reelected or even elected president, it will be a bloodbath. He said that. Are you surprised? Donald Trump wants a civil war where you can be walking down the street and blacks and whites and others and just creating chaos and people start shooting each other. He wants a civil war. He wants to be a dictator like Putin, like Kim Jong-un and others. So he wants control. Don't do as I do, do as I say. He wants autocracy to be in control. Don't do as I do as I say. Remember when he was elected? He wanted the missiles and the tanks to go down Pennsylvania Avenue and everyone salute him. Remember that? How soon we forget. And you talk about MAGA, make America great again. I say, for who? America has always been great. At least I thought. I mean, we grew up here, didn't we? Am I missing something? Donald J. Trump wants to create chaos, as he is doing. He loves to distract. Bottom line, don't fall for the okey-doke. If you're a U.S. citizen and you grew up in America, have you had any problems with America? If so, why are there so many trying to cross the border to get to America? Why? Make America great again. I say, for who? The theory is, ladies and gentlemen, in my opinion, and I hate to go into the race thing, the black and white thing, but when it comes down to making America great again, for who? White America is afraid of losing power. White America is afraid of losing money. White America is just simply afraid of being afraid. And Donald Trump is the great white hope because of the takeover, if you will. Do you realize that minorities are the majority, or is the majority? Do you realize that minorities, we're the majority? Realize that, right? And that's what the fear is once again. Can you imagine if all minorities, listen to me good, if you are a minority, and for example, you vote Democratic, do you realize the power that will be the chaos more than the power, because the power will be taken away. And that's what Donald J. Trump is fighting for white America. Do you realize that we're living in a different day? Do you realize that we're no longer in slavery? Do you realize that black folks who were once enslaved are no longer picking cotton? planting potatoes, tomatoes, and the like. Do you realize that? Black Americans say, hey, enough of this is enough. Our forefathers have gone through enough, and we still haven't gotten reparations yet. Will we? Who knows? White folks, you guys own everything anyway. The Indians got theirs. Looking at American living today, you have Hispanics and others getting into businesses and buying homes, whereas Black America is still behind the eight ball. It's taking an act of Congress to try to even change that, to try to get into a home. And it's very difficult in some instances. You see, so that's what the problem is. I believe we need some security at the border, mind you, because, you know, you don't know who we're letting here in this country. Now, that's for sure. But I also know that those who are here legally, okay, the migrants or the immigrants that are here, do you realize that they are now doing the work that Black folks were enslaved to do? I just had to throw that in there so you can kind of understand the dynamics of what's actually going on. Rich folks, you guys, you don't have to worry about a thing at all because you're rich. You don't necessarily have to lift a finger or doing anything, but that's just how it is here in America. But when it comes down to acquiring tangible items, it's very hard on Black Americans and other minorities as well. But I think, in my personal opinion, what I'm witnessing here, I see a lot of Black folk trying to get loans and turned down. And if there are loans to be acquired, you have to put up as collateral rats, roaches in the kitchen sink. And that's just how it is. What's your opinion? And I look at some of these shows and things because I'm a YouTuber. I look at a lot of YouTube. And Ben Marsalis and Michael Popak, those guys, they be talking about MAGA. Stands for make attorneys get attorneys. You don't need me for me to tell you this. I mean, it's just wide open right now. I'm just reiterating the things that I've seen, and it just boggles my mind once again. So you've had all of these attorneys. Think about it. All of these attorneys that was with Trump defending him. They have lost their license. They've been sued. Michael Cohen lost his license. He went to prison. He's out. You know, Rudy. Hey, Rudy. What's up, Rudy? You don't hear from Rudy Harley anymore, but Rudy.
Rudy Poot.
You know, he lost his license. He's been sued. This man is taking all these individuals down the rabbit hole, and they are still going with him. And these lawyers are supposed to be educated. Duh. They're lawyers. But how stupid can you get? It's called greed. Educated fool. I'm not understanding that. And he himself is being, he was sued and still being sued. Now I'm talking about Trump, and that's a civil trial. He lost them. Now he's got to pay millions of dollars, millions. And we haven't even got to the criminal side of it yet because he's really good at postponing trials, court. He's really good at it. If you haven't done anything wrong, why would you? It's a strategy. It's called delay, delay, delay. If you haven't done anything wrong and say, you know what, look, this is what I did. Look, okay, put the cards on the table. This is how it is. This is what happened. Sure, I can fight, but this and that and whatever, however they turn. If you know you haven't done anything wrong, why do you fight though? So that tells me by you fighting as you are, and they have evidence to prove and to show your wrongness, and you constantly are denying it, something's wrong. The boxes at Mar-a-Lago. Government say, hey, those boxes don't belong to you. You need to turn those in. Snub his nose at them. Hey, Mr. President, you need to turn those boxes over to us because, hey, they don't belong to you. Fooey on you. Government said, okay, judge, sign this warrant. So we can go in and kind of like and take a look at and seize the documents and see what's there. So, bam, they did. FBI agents and others went in and said, ta-da, guess what we found? Found this box, that box, this box, and his bathroom and God knows whatever else, where else. They confiscated them. One of the attorneys said, judge, all the boxes have been removed. Trump attorney lied to a federal judge and said, yep, here it is in writing, Yon. I sign off on it. All the boxes have been removed. She lied to a federal judge. It went back in and confiscated more boxes and so forth. And hey, by the way, they were at an airport and someone was taking pictures with their camera showing them loading up boxes from a vehicle onto a private plane. Did you see that? It's so much stuff. It's so much corruption. My thing is, and if you really think about it, how do we not know Donald J. Trump having sold us out to Russia, to China, and God knows whoever else? How do we not know he hadn't sold top secret information to those individuals? Can you imagine? Remember, once again, he said if he's not or reelected, there will be a bloodbath. And I'm saying a lot here, and I can go on and on for hours, but we just don't have that much time here. Like I said, I don't usually get into politics. Right is right and wrong is wrong. I don't care what color you are, who you are, what political side you're on. If the shoe fit, wear it. That's it. Plain and simple. But a lot of you are defending the crook. Donald Trump is a thug. Donald J. Trump is a mob boss. He is a thug. I don't care how you slice it and dice it. And he's not the only one. There are many others behind the scenes that are doing a lot of his dirt as well. But it's money driven, in my opinion. This man, you know, went through Congress and the indictments. And I mean, it just goes, it's just a negative picture all the way around. And you want someone like that as president of the United States again? I don't get it. By the way, do you remember that $1.2 or $3 trillion that was granted the first go around, that PPE money? Remember that? Thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, millions and millions and millions of dollars were just granted away. You can get a loan. I say granted. You can get a loan for it. Hey, it's out there, guys. Hey, you guys must pass this, as Donald Trump said. And they did. They did. Millions of dollars. And everybody, pass. Okay. Okay. And that was it. Everybody swept it under the rug. Then a month or two later, another 1.2 whatever trillions of dollars was passed again by them. This time, those funds were given or loaned to the American public. You get your check? In my opinion, you know what happened there? If you think about it, they got millions of dollars. Did they not? Think about it. They got millions of dollars. And you don't hear anyone talking about it. Give an accounting of where those monies went. Where did those monies, where did they go? We know where ours went. If you got a check, oh, I got a check here. Oh, picture of the president in this letter. I am your president. I got me giving you this money, whatever. But that's not the point. First of all, they got millions of dollars and we got chump change. So to appease the American people, we'll just go ahead and give them a little something, tap them on the hand and oh, wow. He gave us some money, man. Wow. Y'all stupid. I'm just going to say it like it is. Y'all just stupid. Millions were giving away to them with no accounting of it, public accounting of it. No one is raising the issue. You got millions of dollars given. There is no record, to the best of my knowledge. Now, I don't know it all, but I haven't seen anything. Usually the media jumps on it right away. No accountability was publicly acknowledged. For us, the second go round of that, the money that went to us, right? If you got a check. Oh, we know you got it. You know darn well the IRS and other agencies are tracking where those monies went, period. But they got millions. That's the point. And we got crumbs. Then I heard some dumb Negroes say, man, Trump is the best president we ever had, man. He gave us some money. Joe Biden, nobody's ever done that for us. Oh, wow. Just stupid. Just ignorant. Not ignorant. Just ignorant. The 24th is coming up of November. Me personally, you may not agree with me. Then again, you may. Personally, I do not like Donald Trump, and I will not be voting for him as president coming at all because of the wrong things he's done. He never apologized for the wrong things he's done. Never, ever. The Central Park five black guys allegedly raped a white woman in Central Park. So it's no longer alleged. The court said, yeah, you guys did it, and they were found guilty. Come to find out, the lady said, well, you know, I lied. They didn't rape me. They did not. Those guys went to prison for nothing. They were exonerated, however. But Donald Trump, prior to them going to prison, he took out a full page ad in a New York paper, basically stating these guys should die. They should be put to death. Even after they were exonerated, he did not recant his statement. If that's not prejudice, I don't know what it is. But yet and still, we have organizations or individuals, Blacks for Trump. And that's a bunch of BS. How could you? How can you stand or sit there and see this happening and not stand for right without a conscience and still vote for this man and support him? I don't understand. Because this man treated our people wrong. But yet and still, you want to be Blacks for Trump. Where is your dignity? Where is your respect? We're not in Uncle Tom's cabin anymore. This is a new era in life. And you're not even giving respect to Emmett Till, where a white woman said she was raped by him and then later recanted before she died and said he didn't. But yet he was killed with no repercussions to this day. And you continue to uphold evil. You continue to uphold Donald Trump and others and their foolishness and their lies. I'm not understanding that. I'm not understanding your racist views being a man or woman of color unless you're being paid off or unless you don't care about yourself, nor respect of others. Are people in general wrong, whether you're Black or white? I don't care. That was wrong. And he still hadn't apologized. But yet and still, you are going to vote for him as president again. Shame on you. I can go on and on and on to the break of dawn. And it may change your mindset. It may not. Like I said, I am a funeral director embalmer. I know a lot of people when I get in contact and people contact me about different things all the time. I'm on radio I'm on radio a lot. And I can tell you the comments and things that I hear and see across this country, it just baffles me. When it comes to voting, November the 24th, and I know I'm bouncing here because it's a lot to take in. But please, madam, please, sir, but I encourage you to vote for Joe Biden. And then a lot of you say, no, I don't want Joe Biden because he's too old. He's too this. He's too that. Joe Biden did not shut down the government for 30 days plus. Remember, federal workers? Joe Biden did not hold back on vaccinations for those who were dying of COVID-19, where millions of Americans died. Remember that? How soon do we forget? Were they some of your relatives? I hope and pray not. The psychology of man is interesting. Some of you like to be kicked in the ass sets where it really hurt. It seems as if you're treated nice, you really don't appreciate it. But when someone treats you ugly, you love it. Wow. Go figure. I would rather vote for a flea than to vote for Donald J. Trump. And you know Donald J. Trump is a bad character and actor. If his own niece, Mary Trump, talks negative and bad about him, think about that. His own niece, his own flesh and blood, talk negative and very bad about her uncle. Think about it. People, we better wake up. We better open our eyes, put on our glasses, our sunglasses, our contact lens, whatever we need to put on, because what he did, he said it. Donald Trump said it. He said what he was going to do. He said there's something coming. He didn't say it like that, but we know January 6th came about because he felt strongly that he lost the election when he knew that was a lie. And too bad there are not legal consequences for that, because I'm not a scholar. I'm not a legal scholar, nowhere close to it. But I do have common sense to know that if we would have incited an insurrection, do you know what would have happened to us if we did that? There are those who are incarcerated within the sound of my voice as you are currently listening to my podcast. Those individuals are in jail. And if you don't think that's real, something's wrong with you. Well, we're going to put them back in. But I keep telling you the reason why you want them back in. Because make America great again. For who? For all people? He wants to make America great again for some, but not all. I wonder why. He's showing us what he's going to do. And I've given you examples of what he did or he didn't do to the Central Park Five. And he takes no responsibility at all. Even his own niece, Mary Trump, talked negative and bad about him. So that does not chime a bell in your head. That does not go off something inside of your encephalon, which is the brain, one part of it anyway, to say this is not right. And you still going to focus in on this guy? You better wake up, America. To all my listeners, whether you agree with me or not. And I know a lot of you are Trump fans. I understand that. But I'm just trying to share the light to try to convince you as much as possible, if at all, that I would kind of like think about what you're doing and cast your vote where it really counts. Like I said, I would rather vote for a flea than to vote for Donald Trump as president again. I refuse to do that. Now, that says a lot about me. And I have a lot of pride and a lot of dignity, but I am for right. And I don't care what color you are or what you do and all that good stuff. You know, right is right, wrong is wrong. And don't even throw religion in it. I'm a Christian. That's all I hear. I'm a Christian. You know, Christians are some of the worst people on this planet because they hide behind their Christianity. Well, I'm a Christian. And yeah, I've been down that road with different individuals as well. And they just use Christianity as a roadblock, as a mask to get over, to do wrong. See, that's my opinion. You know, you may agree, you may not, you may have seen it, you may be a part of it. I don't know. I don't care. But I do know when it comes to that ballot box in November, oh boy, I better cast the right vote. And I'm casting my vote for Joe Biden. It's just that simple. Like I said, I would rather vote for Joe Biden and not vote for Donald Trump. I would rather vote for a flea. And I do mean that because Donald Trump said once again, I know I'm boring you to ad nausea, but I have to just say this once again. He said that it's going to be a bloodbath if he is not reelected. You can take him for his word. He's telling you what he's going to do. He's not telling you how he's going to do it or who is going to do it, but he said it will be a bloodbath. And you better take heed. Now, what kind of talk is that for a president? We have never had a president in U.S. history to talk down on the American people, to threaten the American people as a dictator he wants to be. Do not give him that opportunity. So that's my take on this situation of my podcast. You can keep it. You can burn it, trash it, spread it, pass it around to others. But I advise you to pass it to others in good conscience, not use it in a negative realm. You guys have a great day. Have a blessed day. But by all means, please make the wise choice. Thank you.